for beginning this important discussion, and congratulations to the co-sponsors of the resolution. I will post our written statement online, but let me just say that Canada believes that any democratic, inclusive, and accountable society needs to enable meaningful, and I stress meaningful, youth participation. Because without this, over half the population of most countries is excluded, with all the losses that to society that implies. Let me share just a couple of examples and pose a question to the panelists along the lines of the moderator's urging of us to focus on institutional opportunities. And I would say one of the best captures so far this morning was the Mind the Gap from the Belgium youth delegate, because this is a gap that we need to close. First of all, institutionally, Canada's Prime Minister sits in Parliament and in the Cabinet wearing two hats. And this is not symbolic, it was very deliberately done by the new Prime Minister. He sits first as Prime Minister and secondly as the Cabinet Minister responsible for youth issues. And it's fundamentally important because what he did is he structured a Prime Minister's Youth Council shortly after his election, which meets multiple times a year with the Prime Minister to focus on issues important for society at large, as well as in very specifically youth, on employment, access to education, building stronger communities, climate change, clean growth, etc. And the council, to which is what the panelists have urged, they're using innovative communication tools to ensure that young people and communities across the country are able to engage in a meaningful way. And this works in two ways. One, strengthening the domestic policy formation, which one of the panelists just mentioned, and secondly, in supporting youth globally to do the same thing in their own communities. So access to accessibility legislation, as Ms. Mycroft reminded us, was one of the activities this year. And the second one was consultations on Canada's International Development Assistance Review. And I raise that one in particular because that international assistance review with youth participation will determine how Canada's official development assistance money will be spent in supporting youth activism and youth in countries around the world, building civil and state society institutions in northern Pakistan, in Tanzania, in Kenya with voter registration so young people get on the voter lists, as well as in Haiti and Colombia and Tanzania and post-conflict countries. So in both the domestic and in the international fora, these institutions are fundamentally important if we're really serious about youth engagement. It won't happen by accident. And as declared by our Prime Minister and the representative of Amnesty International said, no one is ever too young to be a leader. So to this end, I'd like to pose a question to the forum. Because of connectivity and engagement of youth today, how do we enable young people to influence their own governments in safely? And I think of the human rights defenders and the youth human rights defenders that we all know do not have safe ways of engagement, respectfully and meaningfully for them to participate in both governmental and non-governmental institutions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And as we all behaved with time, there's still a few minutes we can give to the representative of the